Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jeanette. I have Kashika Butler,
No,
Kashikeika.
it's C, it's
I'm sorry.
C-A.
Kashikeika.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and send
Never.
Kashika over. Thank
All
you.
right, thank you.
Hi, Kashika. My name is Jeanette. We're speaking on a recorded line. And in case we get disconnected, let me confirm the phone number that I have for you. Is it 407-233-5300?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay, perfect. And is this the best contact number for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and have you already gotten an attorney to help assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation and haven't signed any documents with any other law firm?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer products?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. What
Thank
kind of
you.
cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer, okay. Do you happen to recall what subtype you were diagnosed with?
Clear cell.
Clear cell, okay, thank you. Clear cell carcinoma,
Yes.
okay. And then this claim is on behalf of yourself. Do you know any other family members or friends that have also used hair relaxer products?
I know that they have used it, but I don't know if they have cancer or not.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed June 7th, 2020.
Okay. June 7th, 2020. Okay. And how old were you in 2020 when you were first diagnosed?
39 years old.
39. Okay. And what state were you diagnosed in?
Orlando, Florida.
Florida. Okay, thank you. Okay. 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 Okay, just bear with me one moment.
Hello.
Hello, Kashika.
Yes.
Okay, and when were you diagnosed again?
7th, 2020.
2020. Okay. Okay. So unfortunately, that is outside of the statute of limitations, for the state of Florida, unfortunately. Wait, hold on.
Oh,
Florida. Wait, actually, sorry. Give me 1 second. Actually, I think it Florida is 4 years. Let me just double check. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah, so for the statute of limitations, that 2020 is still within.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay, and what was the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Dr. Brenda Berry.
Dr. Brenda Berry. And where did Dr. Berry practice out of?
Out of Advent Health.
Health in what city?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida. Okay, thank you. And I see an address. Did she practice off of Lake Baldwin Lane?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you for verifying. And I see a phone number here for her. Is it okay if I just copy and paste what Google has? Or do you have okay. 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 Okay, and did you use hair relaxer or any hair relaxer brand more than 4 times?
I use African Pride. I use it every 8 weeks, so yes.
Every 8 weeks, okay. So you used it more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay, and you used it every 8 weeks, you said?
Yes, I used it for 13 years.
13 years, okay. Wow, okay. And how many times a year would you say you used hair relaxer before your diagnosis in 2020?
Every 8 weeks, so I would say that is about 12, maybe about 20 times a year.
Okay, 20 times a year. Okay.
Yes.
And then was Dr. Brenda Berry, was she the one that diagnosed you?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
9/4/1981.
So that's September the 4th, 1981?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then you don't know of any friends or family members who were also affected by hair relaxers?
Not at this time, but I may have one.
Okay.
But I have to call her and ask her.
Okay, absolutely. And at the end of this call, I'll send you a text message with my desk number. Feel free to pass it along.
Okay.
And how old were you when you first started using hair relaxers?
I was probably about 11 years old.
11? Okay. And what state did you use hair relaxers in?
Florida.
Florida, okay. And approximately when did you start using hair relaxers? Was it the beginning of the year, middle, end of the year?
I guess I don't really remember back then, but I would say probably the end of the year.
End of the year when you were 11?
Yes.
So if you were born in 1981, would it be a correct estimate to say that you started using it 11 years after 81? And
yes.
Okay, so then we'll just do the math. So that would be 1992, end of the year 1992. Does that sound like a good estimate?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
I stopped using hair relaxers 2020.
Okay. And was it shortly after you were diagnosed, shortly before you were diagnosed?
Shortly before I was diagnosed, because I started getting the symptoms. Like, I started getting, I started having back pain, pelvic pain, you know, dark urine,
wow,
hair loss.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so sorry to hear about all that.
That's what made me go to my gynecologist.
Okay, absolutely.
And then they performed the test.
Okay, okay. And so if you were diagnosed around June, would you say you stopped a couple months before June, in April, May, March?
Yes, I would say about April.
April of 2020?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often did you apply hair relaxers? Do you say weekly, monthly, four times per year?
Every 8 weeks.
Every 8 weeks. So about, so monthly, every 8 weeks. So
every 2 months.
2 months. And then, so 2 months, 8 weeks. Okay, let me, and so would you say you used hair relaxer four times per year or monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
For 13 years straight.
13 years straight, okay. Okay, and did you receive hair relaxer treatment in the salon, at home, or both?
At home.
Okay, and do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier the name that, the brand name that you used, was it African Pride?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the hair relaxer products for at least 1 year?
No. It happened years after.
Yeah, so 2 or more years.
Yes.
Okay, so then your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then have there been periods where the hair relaxer use was stopped, or you used it continuously?
I use it continuously.
Okay. And when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxers and your diagnosis? Was it when you were diagnosed?
When I was diagnosed.
Okay, so June of 2020.
Yes.
Okay, and what type of treatment did you receive?
I received a complete hysterectomy. I received chemotherapy, pain medication, which was morphine. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Okay. Okay. And do you recall what dates you started the treatment?
June 22nd, 2020.
2020, thank you. And was it Dr. Brenda Berry who treated you, or was there another doctor
yes.
that you saw? Okay.
It was Dr. Brenda Berry.
Okay. Okay. Let me just copy down the address again. Okay. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Okay. And then I have your first name spelled C A S H E I K A.
Yes.
And then your last name, B-U-T-L-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any suffix to your name, senior, junior, second, third, or no?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then, so the attorneys will pull medical records. Do you have any copies of the medical records, or would you?
No, but they can get them from the hospital, from the doctor.
Okay, and you've seen you know that the medical records are at the hospital with Dr. Brenda Berry?
Yes, and I have the hospital address if they need that.
Okay, perfect. And what is your social?
595-091808.
Okay, 595-091808.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have an email address here for you. Is it your first name 32@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your contact address?
It's 5514 Golf Club Parkway, Orlando, Florida, 32808.
32808. Okay. And is there a, do you have a apartment number, complex number, or no?
No, it's a home.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you'd like to leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Let me leave. Let me give you my daughter's number.
Okay. And does she live with you or no?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
Her name is KADAJIA, last name TOLBERT, and her phone number is 321-662-8468.
Okay, and is her last name Tolbert, TOLBERT?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have our phone number as 321-662-8468.
Yep.
And her first name, K-A-Y-D-A-G.
No, K-A-D-A-J-I-A.
Oh. Okay, K-A-D-A-G-G-I-A.
No, J-I-A.
J-I-A, thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then let me just verify that I have the correct information. Okay, and you do want to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle name or middle initial?
Yes, my middle initial is S.
S as in Sam or F as in Frank?
S as in Sam.
Okay, thank you. Okay. 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 All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send over the retainer agreement through DocuSign. Give me 1 minute. Okay.
And let me ask you, how long does everything take?
So the law firm will reach out to you within the next 14 days. They're going to just want to speak to you and just verify the information, and then they'll request medical records. If they're unable to request medical records, then they will ask you to provide any copies you may have. And then from there, as soon as they get the medical records, that gets the ball rolling. But if they're unable to reach you within the next 14 days, I mean, that's critical. So just keep an eye out for a call from them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me a second. And then your cell phone is 407-233-5300?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then I have your address as 5514 Golf Club Parkway, Orlando, Florida, 808?
Yes.
Okay. And then your email is it's CASHEIKA32@gmail.com.
Yes.
And your date of birth is 09/04/1981.
Yep.
Okay, and your social is 595091808.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I just sent the DocuSign over. Let me know. Okay. And then there should be a link there. It should open it up. Let me know if you have any issues submitting it, okay? I'll stay on the line with you if you have any questions.
Okay, hold on. Let me go into that. Okay, everything is fine.
Okay, let me check. Perfect, yep, just got those back. I'm going to send you that text right now with my contact information. If you have any questions or if you don't hear from the law firm within the next 2 weeks, give me a call or send me a text. I'll send you over to them. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and again, I'm so sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer products. But if you have any questions, feel free to reach out, okay?
Oh, okay, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you.